We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's up? It's your boy, the Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast yet another unsung American hero. Now look, unlike previous honorees, today's nominee does not work in the medical field. They do not work in real estate. Now, today's honoree pursued his passion for music and turned it into his dream job. He was born in Utah. Our hero, he learned to play piano and saxophone before studying music composition in college. He then moved to Los Angeles to attend USC's film scoring program before going on to write and compose music for films like Romeo and Juliet. I hate to admit, but I know what that movie is. King Kong, Avengers, The Age of Ultron, Paddington, and the movie Goosebumps, which I have seen within the last few months. He's also done music for TV, including the Lifetime movie Angels Falls and Bates Motel, for which he was nominated for the Emmy Award for Outstanding Music Composition for a series. And that's one of two Emmy nominations that this guy has received. So he's doing good work, and it's not bad for a man who's named Chris P. Bacon.
No.
Oh, nice. Check him out. Chris P. Bacon. Yeah,
he's the only way to have it.
You're familiar with a lot of his work. You just don't know that Chris P. Bacon is a man.
I ask for it every time I order it.
I know.
Chris P. Bacon.
It'd be great. Oh. One day he'll walk out. You ordered me.
Yeah. Are you a Chris P. Bacon guy already?
Absolutely.
Oh,
is there any other way? Don't tell me you're a soggy bacon guy.
No,
it's
not soggy.
No, it's floppy.
And just everywhere I've ever worked, sorry, Miles, but every senior citizen, it's always a couple eggs, toast, and extra crispy.
Yes.
Soft bacon.
That way their teeth don't have to work as hard. I understand. Seriously. They're trying to gnaw on the fat like, hey, you need a crispy, dude. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yeah. Yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hole, bitch.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on.
And today we honor Meatloaf on a Bad Choice Friday, who passed away last night at the age of 74 years old. Bad Out of Hell, Bad Out of Hell 2, Back into Hell, that won a Grammy in 93 for Best Solo Performance with one of the tunes we had on a Bad Choice Friday, I Do Anything for Love. That took on 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Anyway, you slice it, Mike. We're going to get Meatloaf today on a Bad Choice Friday. How was the voting?
It was not close at all, Miles. This had to have been the biggest blowout in Bad Choice Friday history. Two out of three ain't bad, but it ain't good enough because we will do anything for love.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all time. Top TV, top 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Seth.
The Jimmys.
Kimmel Fallon.
Kimmel and Fallon. Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Right there in the title, all these guys have teams of talents and writers and hope they come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Singer Adele announced her Las Vegas residency was being postponed due to a slew of problems. In her message to fans, she cried and even said, "I'm sorry." But judging by our music, I assume this is the first time she's actually said, "I'm sorry."
I would say it'd be Ted Smith.
Writers.
Smith!
Yeah, I knew yes! it. Only because all the big name guys, they're scared to F with the dough. I know you're not.
Well, I was about to be like, you should have tried this before you, or like, we've heard her music. Like, did you ever say, "I'm sorry"?
Before you wrote
Ted's
these
a big
songs?
Name guy.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Well, you
were never wrong.
Sorry. Calm down. All right.
We know what went wrong.
Yeah. What's it like being right for your whole damn life?
Right and lonely.
Police in Canada are looking for a man who stole an $8,000 guitar by hiding it in his pants. The first giveaway, guitar-shaped pants.
Yes, Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Hey, I heard that police in Canada are looking for a man who allegedly stole an $8,000 guitar by hiding it in his pants. The first giveaway? Guitar-shaped pants.
A reporter in West Virginia was doing a live report when she got hit by a car. If she doesn't get Employee of the Month, then no one should ever.
Fallon.
Smith.
Kimmel.
A reporter named Tori Yorgi showed just how dangerous breaking news can be.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's the first for you on TV, Tori.
I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
If she doesn't get Employee of the Month, then nobody should ever.
Just a quick side note. If you get the chance to see the video, you know, she goes down and she's cool. Pops up, but the thing is, it's a split screen, right? She is hit by a car. You see her go down. You understand what's happened. The anchor at the news desk clearly does not care.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a little bit.
No, what? he didn't have a screen of her.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, they were doing it completely on earpiece, so he didn't see that. My question is, where is that accent from? Is that from Philly?
West
Virginia.
Is that
from Pittsburgh? Or is that from Baltimore, she's from?
The station's in West Virginia.
But she came from one of the surrounding areas.
Yeah, she's from you can hear
it. She's from like Pittsburgh, I think, because I was creeping on her Twitter.
Okay. See, I was thinking, man, I know exactly. She's in some place I've lived before. I just don't know where.
I know that accent.
I just love her when she goes, like, I hit by a car like this in college. Like, she wasn't drunk then, but I know. Like, I'm just like, oh, she's a partier. I like her.
But Ted, yeah, exactly. That's the girl you want to throw down with.
Yes.
That is a girl that you want to end up talking to at midnight.
Right.
Car wreck for you.
This is when we get hit by a car and we're like, yeah, mama.
Yeah.
We figured out your game.
Amazon announced this year that it's opening its own clothing store called Amazon Style. What's even crazier is Abercrombie and Fitch is going to start launching people into space.
Myers.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Amazon announced that this year it's opening its own clothing store called Amazon Style. Your Abercrombie & Fitch is going to start launching people into space. Isn't that amazing?
Is Abercrombie & Fitch still in the mall?
Last I saw, they were.
All right. That was high dollar stuff.
I don't dare go in there, man.
Oh.
Why not?
It's not my style.
No, it's not my style either.
What?
At all.
I'd still rock
Abercrombie & Fitch, dude. Of all the people on the show, Mike, I would think it would be more your style than anyone else's.
Nah. I'm more of a clearance rack at Target kind of guy.
Okay.
But here's a fact. If you're a male and you're 12 years old and or you're, 80 years old, what is the one store in the mall you will always walk into that doesn't exist anymore?
Ooh, doesn't exist. Spencer's. Oh, for real?
Spencer's. Yeah. Yes. Spencer's. If you are a guy, you will always walk into Spencer's. Whether it was the fact that they had posters,
yeah.
Whether it was the fact that they had adult toys,
fart bombs, whoopee cushions.
You name it. Like every cool thing that a guy with x-ray glasses that don't work.
Right. Section in the back.
Oh, yeah. All the dumb stuff.
Yeah. I used to go in there all the time and look at the posters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all did.
Got to fill up the bank.
Yeah. I always looked at the fun birthday stuff. You know, there was like the 40-year-old, the 50-year-old birthday stuff. One day, man.
One day I'll be invited to a party.
I know.
And I'll buy him a gift and give him this.
I mean, we're friends, but sometimes I don't know what to do with you.
I know, man. I know.
You ever been scared of something? Like when you're
constantly.
Come on, Mike. Yeah. I'm fearful right now. You ever dated somebody and something about them scared you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Every person I dated.
I don't know. Only one person I seriously dated scared me. But in my defense, she had been in the Marine Corps.
Well, what is your version of scared?
You're still friends, right?
We are friends. But I look, one time in the bed in the morning, I was feeling my oats.
All right.
And I was like, oh, like not like sex. Like we should wrestle.
She kicked your ass, didn't she?
You know, the judges said she won.
Okay. After she pinned you.
No,
choked you out.
She took my back and choked me out.
Shout out.
Did she also say that you're, like the boyfriend before that was like just a mountain of a man?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody goes through phases, Miles.
But she liked you.
No. Yeah. We're still.
I mean,
we're still.
I don't know, she's cool as hell.
Yeah. Martha Stewart dated Anthony Hopkins in the 90s.
How weird would that be?
All right. But she dumped him simply because she couldn't get over his performance as Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
She was on Ellen. She said, quote, I have a big scary house in Maine that's way up by itself on 100 acres in a forest. I couldn't imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there. I couldn't. All I could think about was him eating me.
Yeah, but he would do it on doilies. Here's the thing about Anthony Hopkins. He did a great job as Hannibal Lecter, but after seeing him in a few of those movies, and then you see him in Westworld and some other roles he's had, and you begin to go, do they even give him a script?
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, still Anthony Hopkins.
Is that your fridge? Are you grabbing something out of the fridge?
What's going on over there?
What are you doing?
You know, it's not me.
Uh-huh. Somebody's filling up your fridge?
It's my cat.
Oh, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. We'll get to that in a little bit. Yes.
No.
Now, the thing about Anthony Hopkins, I think he's a bit of a...
That was the loudest and clearest your audio has been all day, Bob.
I know. The one thing we heard clearly is your two-legged cat with the big beard. Stocking up the fridge, man. God damn.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
You should tell, hey, we're doing a radio show, man.
Right.
I tried.
God damn. Didn't see him walk in, but we know he's there.
Yeah, I also like that your cat's hiding. Like, nobody can see you on this Zoom except us in the studio. Speaking of studios, this is kind of crazy. Tom Cruise is developing a movie that'll be shot in space.
I heard that.
Space.
But have you heard more about this?
So Space Entertainment Enterprise, they're not just stopping at a movie. They're launching a film and TV studio, along with a sports arena, into orbit. They're hoping to have it up there by late 2024.
Now think about this. So he wants to shoot part of a movie in space. Great. They're literally building a soundstage in like space arena thing for him. My only thing is, all right, you don't have to understand a lot about science. Just know that when you're in space, it's zero gravity. Hence, everyone floats. What sport are you playing? Because I said a sports arena, right? So even if we play ping pong, all right, and I smack the ball at you and that thing goes 20 miles an hour, like, it's not going to stop going 20 miles an hour until it hits something. And then, again, based on the laws of physics, if you smash this thing back, eventually we're going to break the ball open because it's not designed to move that fast, that consistently for that long. I can't think of, if I throw a football, right, and the pass goes long, the pass doesn't stop. Like, you miss the pass. Don't stop till it hits something.
Sometimes, like...
what sport are you playing?
I don't know. Sometimes I just get the feeling that, like, super rich people, like, just say it. You just don't want to be here with us anymore.
Look, if I were super rich, I'd be honest about it.
Yeah.
I'd be like, if you human bitches, I'm going to space. I don't know why they don't just say it.
Well, because the only thing, like, the average person has is numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So eventually, like, if you wanted to, you could, like, you'd have the numbers. Damn, that's a big cat. So, like, but I think they want to go to outer space so they're, like, super safe from everybody. Now, also, obviously, it'd be hard to organize a billion people or however many million people it is on the planet. It's all agree. But,
yeah, but here's the thing, all right?
So,
but
like, it's only guys
rich people that get to go. And look, Bezos is loaded, all right? So, yeah, you can get William Shatner. He's loaded. You can get Michael Strahan. He's loaded. He has so much money, he fixed the gap in his teeth. And that's cavernous, right? But
Jesus.
Like, why not reach out to someone like Mama June? Hey, man, I don't know if you're broke, but you look like it. Why don't you hop? I'll cover the cost, right? Take some broke-ass people and send them to space.
Yeah.
I don't need people that can... Michael Strahan came back, William Shatner came back, and I appreciate and respect where they're coming from to say, man, it's life-changing. You know, you go up there and you're looking out at the cosmos, you look down at planet Earth, you realize all of your problems are in this little dot, right? And you go, fantastic. But even when you're back on Earth with the rest of us, your life is still significantly better, it's material-wise, than anybody.
I think they should take a crackhead.
You know what I mean? Like, you also live in a mansion.
Take a crackhead, but don't film it.
No, film it.
No.
A crackhead well, is zero-G.
But I'm just saying, you want to see, like, their reactions. But also, I like the idea they're just hanging out in the corner. Like, I've been to space. Like, whatever, Jimmy. Like, I know you're hot. You did not go to space.
I think it'd be more like this, man. The crackhead gets back. I was like, what was space like? When did I go to space?
I want
Jesus,
to
man, you were just there. That was a dream.
I want him to take the flat earth shaman. Whoever's leading the flat earth movement, I want him to take him up to space.
They would still think the earth's flat.
Yeah, probably.
Look, you get to a point, especially when you're talking about adults, you go like you can make all the arguments, you can provide all the truth. If they don't believe it, they're not going to. So you can take them up.
But why?
There, you know, it'd still be like, that's still flat. It's just the shape of a fridge.
Wait a minute, I don't have anything to prove it is, but can you prove this isn't true? Like, that's not the same.
And yes. Yes.
All right, let's see. speaking of drugs, if you like methamphetamine and lakes.
Who doesn't?
You'll be happy. Season 4 of Ozark is back on Netflix. That's a good show. I gotta re-up on that. Let's see. Football this weekend. Tomorrow you got the Titans and the Bengals. I'm going, won't tell you. Because you gotta listen to the Appy Hour.
There you go.
Right
oh, good job.
On the Odyssey app. Tomorrow you got Bengals and Titans. Then you got Packers and Niners. Sunday you got Tampa Bay hosting L.A., and then Kansas City Chiefs hoping the Bills. And then watch SNL this week, Saturday Night Live. Will Forte is going to be the guest host. He's super funny. He's been on there. I mean, he's freaking MacGruber.
And a band I'm unfamiliar with.
That's why I didn't try to say their name.
Have you checked Mike's hat?
Oh, yeah, the Kraken taking on the St. Louis Blues tonight.
Remember, he only wears gear on game day. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Little Rock, Arkansas family is fine because their yard was filled with giant big balls. You can now buy a $600 pair of stiletto Crocs for when gardening and nature calls. Man has met a mom when she realized her baby was switched at birth and did not give him back. Pennsylvania man in his high-speed chase says, "And out the window goes my smack." And a woman left her kids alone with candy to eat and flew to Florida with her boyfriend. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cop.
Yeah, our cop story. We go to the UK where they promised to start fining drivers for not opening their car doors correctly. What exactly is correctly? They call it the, quote, Dutch reach.
which is opening the door with the hand that is furthest from the door. So here in the States, the driver would need to open their doors with the right hand, whereas the passenger would need to open the door with the left hand. The reason being is that opening with the opposite hand reduces the risk of opening your door into an oncoming bicyclist.
Oh, because you got right, you got to turn and look.
Or you could look in your mirror.
Right.
Or like most people, when they open the door, we said this earlier, you typically look around to make sure you don't hit another car, child, another, I mean, whatever it might be. Like it,
certainly when you're parked onto the side of a road that's decently busy, kind of, you know, on the other side of a bike lane, maybe that bicyclist that you passed as you were about to go and park, and maybe bicyclists give a little heads up here about the car that just went and parked ahead of you there.
That's all.
I mean,
if everyone does their part, you don't need
that. Right. Responsibility where responsibility's due here, kids. In other news, a woman from Connecticut is facing child endangerment charges after she went on a solo vacation. Police got a report from the woman's ex saying that she left her children behind as she went on a 3-day vacation to Florida. After an investigation, they did find that the children, ages 9 and 11, were indeed by themselves and also found incriminating texts from their mother, who confined them to the basement without food and instructed them to stay out of sight. So
she was with her boyfriend, and she was also a teacher.
Right.
Jesus. So she should know better.
She should definitely know better.
If and you again, have a kid, you should know better.
And right, it's not like she locked her kids in the basement. She just said, go down to the basement and stay in the basement. I know. I'm sorry. I know it's not that fun. I'll make it up to you. Blah, blah, blah. They said, we don't have any food down here. She says, eat candy. I don't care. Get through it. I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. I have to pee. Okay, well, no lights. Keep all the lights off. Keep the blinds closed. Crawl so that nobody can see you. Like, she went through great lengths knowing that what she was doing was wrong here.
If you're going to throw that, maybe take him with you or don't go on the trip.
Right, man. Yeah. Maybe call your ex to watch the kids while they're gone. Call a doggone babysitter, something. Maybe don't leave your 9 and 11-year-olds at home alone for 3 days without food in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Can I leave them home alone? Is that okay? Just not in the basement?
Right. As long as they're
food
on the main floor.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah.
Food in the pantry, main floor. Yeah, the lights are here or there.
Make sure the propane's all good to go on the grill.
Still don't let anybody see him because
you want him using propane for sure.
Yeah. Get out there and grill, two little sons.
Here's two sticks and some raw meat. Make dinner. In case you were wondering if Crocs couldn't get any more ridiculous, we've got you covered. A picture posted to Twitter features an item for sale on Neiman Marcus, which for the low price of $625, you too could be the proud owners of, quote, Croc Madame Rubber Stiletto Heels.
No.
Yes.
Is that like a pair of shoes you buy as an investment? Because they were a limited release? Like, back to the Nike world of maybe you buy that as something you don't wear and hold on to? Is that...
I would hope it's that, because if you wear them, I hate you.
You're a little
bit of
a
shoe named after a sandwich?
What's that now? The
is it Croque Madame? Isn't that like the, it's got like the egg on it, and like the toast underneath?
I've never heard
that
of
that.
I don't know.
Sauce? That's why today I was like, where's the cheese sauce?
Sounds
right?
Better than the shoe.
Kind of what I was wondering. I was like, what are you talking cheese
bro,
sauce?
Bro, you don't know that one?
I don't know that one.
No.
I'd believe you, though. Like,
there's only like one place in town I know that sells it. I go there and get it. Well, once a year.
Like, I do it all the time. Like, I don't think
it is every time.
That's on your birthday, isn't it?
It's just if I'm in there for breakfast.
The photograph of this fancy footwear is even more so frustrating, as it looks like a traditional Croc with a rubber kickstand manufactured on the bottom of it. Like, there is no effort in this thing whatsoever.
Or unless Croc Madame maybe also was a famous woman. I just know it as a brunch item.
Delicious sandwich.
To me, Crocs, if it's not the animal, it's that what you're saying is, we'll just say, unreliable.
Right.
Or somebody's full of S.
Right.
Mm. If you're going to give a... And where do you find a Croc of S? Like, where do I put... Where do I find the Croc to put my S into?
It's a good point. Most people, you might poop in a bucket. Most people don't like, no, this Croc, that's just for poop.
Right.
That's when it's, like, annoying. It's like a sports team you don't like. It's not really that big of a deal, but it's, you know, when they get a first down, like, that's a Croc of S.
Exactly. Like, are they talking about a Croc pot?
I don't know. I just know when to use it, Mike.
We're just brewing poop in here, and that is it for your headlines. With that, go Hawks, Mike Hawkinson.
Go Hawks.
Go Kraken. My bad. I'm sorry.
Go
I'm
not used to it. Look, it's Friday.
It's room.
Next, exclusively on the Odyssey app. Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed. We'll be gone for the next, I don't know, 130 seconds or so. But until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.